91X News.
It's 11 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Jose De Barros. A Quinte West cyclist is in hospital after being struck by a car on Millennium Parkway last night. The driver of the car was exiting the 401 when he hit the 60-year-old rider, sending the cyclist to the hospital with a broken hip. Central Hastings OPP are asking anyone who witnessed the crash to come forward. This accident comes a week after a cyclist was killed after a collision with a truck in Toronto. A Belleville man has been arrested and charged for attempted murder. 25-year-old Alan Kaleller also has been sought for breach of probation. Police arrested him yesterday. His sister, 26-year-old Teresa Kaleller, has also charged with attempted murder. She appeared in court earlier this afternoon. Both are accused of attacking a 51-year-old Belleville man who was taken to hospital November the 6th with life-threatening injuries. The RCMP says they're investigating after videos shown teens in BC dressed as superheroes confronting men who answered online ads to meet with teenage girls. RCMP Corporal Tammy Hollingsworth says police has interviewed three teens who posted internet ads posing as young girls, invited men to meet them in public spaces, and then confronting them wearing Batman and Flash superhero costumes. RCMP Corporal Tammy Hollingsworth says the boys are cooperating.
We're definitely not encouraging any of this kind of behavior. We don't condone any of that. And as innocent as these guys thought it might have been, it's really created a lot of issues right now, and they have put their safety at risk.
The videos were a spoof of the Dateline NBC television series titled To Catch a Predator, in which a host confronts alleged predators who believe they are about to meet teens for sexual encounters. Incoming RCMP Commissioner Bob Paulson says the first job on his plate will be stamping out sexual harassment within the force. Paulson says recent allegations of harassment do not represent the force he joined, and this condition cannot stand. Public Safety Minister Vic Taves has announced the RCMP Public Complaints Commission will investigate the harassment issue, which has dogged the force for years. The controversy was rekindled last week when high-profile BC Mountie Corporal Catherine Galliford said she finally broke after years of sexual harassment on the job. TransCanada CEO Russ Girling says the company believes the issues that are holding up construction of the Keystone XL pipeline can be resolved in a shorter time frame if all the parties work together and cooperate. He's encouraged after Nebraska lawmakers voted today to back a plan to have the state's Department of Environmental Quality conduct an independent review of possible routes for the pipeline.
We remain committed to working with our shippers. We remain committed to working with Nebraskans and the Department of State to get our approvals as quickly as we possibly can so that we can get under construction and put to work the 13,000 construction workers and 7,000 manufacturer workers that want to get to work associated with this project.
TransCanada is voluntarily looking at ways to divert the pipeline away from the environmentally sensitive Nebraska Sandhills area. The offer was made after the U.S. State Department said it would delay its decision on the pipeline due to environmental concerns. Kids at an East End Toronto school are being told to leave their soccer balls and other hard balls at home. The principal of Earl Beattie Public School banned the balls this week after a parent recently suffered a concussion from being hit in the head with a soccer ball. Students can bring sponge or other softballs to play with, but soccer balls, footballs, baseballs, and even tennis balls are not allowed for safety reasons. But some parents say the ban is excessive and unfair to children who like to play outside. A spokesman for the Toronto District School Board says the ban is a temporary measure, and the principal will consult with parents and staff to find a solution. Anna Caputo says the school, which has almost 350 students from junior kindergarten to grade 8, as well as daycare for younger children, has a very small yard and there have been other injuries. U.S. authorities have arrested a man wanted in connection with the investigation of a shooting near the White House on Friday night. Reporter Steve Portnoy says the U.S. Secret Service says Pennsylvania authorities arrested Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez today at a hotel in the southwest part of the state.
On Friday night, police found an assault rifle and an abandoned car, but 21-year-old Oscar Ramiro Ortega had fled the scene. The Secret Service learned the suspect was loyal to certain hotels, so agents distributed his picture. One employee at a Hampton Inn in Indiana, Pennsylvania, recognized Ortega and called the Secret Service.
Ortega was reported missing by his family in Idaho Falls on Halloween. Foreign ministers from the 22-member Arab League have confirmed Syria's suspension from the organization because of its bloody suppression of anti-government protests. The foreign ministers also gave the Syrian government 3 days to report to an Arab peace plan that involves sending an Arab League delegation to monitor compliance. The ministers announced their decisions in a statement after the emergency meeting Wednesday in Rabat, Morocco. The suspension, first announced Saturday and upheld during the meeting, is a surprisingly harsh and highly unusual move for a member of serious standing. A lot more women than men develop heart problems known as broken heart syndrome after emotional stress, according to a new study presented at an American Heart Association conference. David Melendi of the Associated Press has more.
Seems it's easier to break a woman's heart than a man's.
For every 9 women, there is 1 man.
Dr. Abhishek Deshmukh, a University of Arkansas cardiologist and lead researcher for this study, says not many medical conditions have such a huge difference. He says one reason might be...
A man's heart is much more stronger to handle emotions and stress, physical and mental.
He says another reason for the difference might be hormones, but it's all speculation.
We don't know exactly what the reason is.
I'm David Melendi.
That's 91X News to 506. Carl Ayotte has sports next.
It seems that every day we need to go somewhere, and the cost of transportation isn't getting any cheaper. Thank goodness of Belleville Transit. With bus routes throughout the city and special fares geared to save money for college students and seniors, folks can get from here to there without breaking the bank. Best of all, it's environmentally friendly transportation, and that's something we can all get into. Catch a Belleville Transit bus today.
Belleville Transit.
On the road again.
Wherever life takes you.
Good afternoon, I'm Carl Ayotte with 91X Sports. The Bulls are hosting the Peterborough Petes tonight at the Yardman. Puck drop is at 7:05. The Bulls are going for a six straight win, and Daniil Zharkov will be back in the lineup after missing the last three games. There are four games in the NHL tonight, with the Habs hosting the Carolina Hurricanes. New Jersey is in Buffalo, Chicago flies to Vancouver, and the LA Kings are hosting the Anaheim Ducks. St. Louis Blues forward Chris Stewart was suspended for three games for an illegal hit on Detroit Red Wings defenseman Niklas Grönwall. The play occurred just inside Detroit's zone during the first period of Tuesday night's game, and so Stewart hammered Grönwall into the board from behind. The onus is on Stewart to avoid the hit completely or at least minimize it, league disciplinarian Brendan Shannon said in the video explanation. The Denver Broncos host the New York Jets tomorrow night. Broncos wide receiver Eddie Royal says quarterback Tim Tebow is always coming to work with a positive attitude.
It's hard to put in the words, you know, just because he's unlike many people that you've been around. He's so positive and so upbeat and such a competitor, and you can see that in his eyes. You can see it just in him when he comes into the huddle. You just see it in him that he really wants to win.
Chiefs quarterback Matt Castle has had a surgery on his injured throwing hand, and coach Tom Ollie still hopes he will be on the back this season. Castle hurt his right hand on Sunday's 17-10 loss to Denver. The former Pro Bowl quarterback had a surgery Monday evening to repair what Ollie has called a significant injury. Ollie said Wednesday he doesn't know when Castle would be able to return. Formula One boss Bernie Ecclestone says the U.S. Grand Prix could be removed from the 2012 calendar because of construction at the Texas racetrack was halted. He says a contract dispute with the organizer must be settled by December 7th when the 2012 calendar is officially ratified for the race to go ahead. The baseball writers have honored Kirk Gibson and Joe Maddon as the winners of the National and American League Manager of the Year Award. Jake Riggs reports.
Arizona's Kirk Gibson and Tampa Bay's Joe Maddon are the National and American League Managers of the Year. The baseball writers named Gibson first on 28 ballots after leading the Diamondbacks to the National League West Championship. Milwaukee's Ron Renicki finished second. Maddon, who won the American League Award in 2008, led the Rays to the wildcard berth with a fantastic finish, passing the Boston Red Sox. The Rays finished the season with five straight wins and a record of 91-61. Detroit's Jim Leland was second. This is Jack Briggs.
The Toronto Rocks are set to retire a number for the first time in team history. Hall of Fame goaltender Bob Watson will be raised to the rafters at the Air Canada Centre this February. Watson helped the Rock to win the Champions Cup earlier this year. His number will be raised on February 24th when the Rock hosts the Kitchener Nighthawks. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Jose de Barros with 91x weather.
Tonight, mainly cloudy, low of +5.3. Tomorrow, clearing in the morning, a temperature steady near +4. Tomorrow night is clear, becoming partly cloudy late in the evening, a low of -3. And Friday, cloudy, a high of 6. It's 11 degrees. 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm. I'm Jose DeBarros with Carlo Ayotte, 91X News.
1X is CJLX 91.3 FM, Belleville.